Welcome to the Pub Songs Podcast and the St. Patrick's Day Internet Music Festival. Is that what we're calling it? I think that's what it is. And it's time to play some music. In half a second here. All right. Here we go. I'll tell my ma when I get home, the boys won't leave the girls alone. They pull my hair and stole my comb, that's all right till I get home. She is handsome, she is pretty, she is the belle of Delta City. She's a courtin' 1, 2, 3, please will you tell me who is she? Albert Mooney says he loves her, all the boys are fighting for. They knock at the door and they ring at the bell saying, oh my true love, are you well? Out she comes as white as snow, rings on her fingers and bells on her toes. Old Johnny Morrissey says she'll die, she doesn't get the fellow with the roving knife. She is handsome, she is pretty, she is a belle of the best city. She's a courtin' 1, 2, 3, please will you tell me who is she? Let the wind in the rain, the hail blow high, and the snow come tumbling from the sky. She's as sweet as apple pie, and she'll get her own let by and by. When she gets a lad of her own, she won't tell her mom till she gets home. Let them all come as they will, for it's Albert Mooney that she loves still. She is handsome, she is pretty, she is the belle of the best city. She's a courtin' 1, 2, 3, please will you tell me who is she? She is handsome, she is pretty, she is the belle of the best city. She's a courtin' 1, 2, 3, please will you tell me who is she? Right, so, songs if you have requests, feel free to mention to or let me know. In the meantime, I'm going to play some songs right here. It's Friday morning when we set sail, and we were not far from the land. When Captain, he spied a lovely mermaid with the comb and the glass in her hand. And the ocean waves, and the stormy winds will blow, and we poor sailors are skipping at the top while the landlubbers lie down below, 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 while the landlubbers lie down below. Then up spoke the captain of our gallant ship, and a well-spoken man was he. This fishy mermaid had warned me of our doom, we shall sink to the bottom of the sea, and the ocean waves will roll. And the stormy winds will blow, and we poor sailors are skipping at the top while the landlubbers lie down below, 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 while the landlubbers lie down below. Then up spoke the first mate of our gallant ship, and a nasty old first mate was he. Wait, well, I have a wife, and sailing by the sea, and a night a young widow she will be. And the ocean waves will roll, and the stormy winds will blow, and we poor sailors are skipping at the top while the landlubbers lie down below, 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 while the landlubbers lie down below. Then up spoke the cookie of our gallant ship, and a red hot cookie was he. He said, I care much more for me cocks on me hands than I do for the bottom of the sea. And the ocean waves, and the stormy winds will blow, and we poor sailors are skipping at the top while the landlubbers lie down below, 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 while the landlubbers lie down below. Then up spoke the cabin boy of our gallant ship, and a nasty old cabin boy was he. I don't know why he got him around. He said, I don't know much how to spell mermaid, but I'm going to the bottom of the sea, and the ocean waves will roll, and the stormy winds will blow, and we poor sailors are skipping at the top while the landlubbers lie down below, 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 while the landlubbers lie down below. Then up spoke the parrot of our gallant ship, and a saucy old parrot was she. She said, "Captain Drown! Captain Drown!" and flew away to land for safety, and the ocean waves will roll, and the stormy winds will blow. We poor sailors are skipping at the top while the landlubbers lie down below, while the landlubbers lie down below. Then up spoke the cannibal of our gallant ship, and the hungry man invader was he. He said, you can go down to the cold ocean waves, or you can be dinner for three, your choice. And the ocean waves will roll, and the stormy winds will blow, and we poor sailors are skipping at the top, while the landlubbers lie down below, 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 while the landlubbers lie down below. Well, three times around, spun a gallant ship, and three times around, spun she, that's six! I said three times around, spun a gallant ship, and she sank to the bottom of the sea. About time, the ocean waves will roll, and the stormy winds will blow. We poor sailors are skipping at the top, while the landlubbers lie down below, while the landlubbers lie down below. Thank you much. A gypsy rover came over the hills, down to the valley so shady. He whistled and he sang till the green woods rang, and he won the heart of a lady. What a do, what a do. He whistled and he sang till the green wood rang, and he won the heart of a lady. She left her father's castle gate, she left her own fine lover, she left her servants and she left her state to follow a gypsy hero. He whistled and he sang till the green woods rang, and he won the heart of a lady. Her father saddled up his fastest steed, roamed the valleys all over. He sought his daughter at great speed, and the whistling gypsy hero. Adi-do, adi-do, da-hey-day, adi-do, adi-day-dee. He whistled and he sang till the green woods rang, and he won the heart of a lady. When he came at last to a mansion fine, down by the river Clady, and there was music and there was wine for the gypsy and his lady. He whistled and he sang till the green woods rang, and he won the heart of a lady. Well, he is no gypsy, my father, she said, but lord of these lands all over, and I shall stay till my dying day with my whistling gypsy rover. Wa-dee-doo, wa-dee-doo, da-hey-day, ha-dee-doo-ha-dee-dee-dee. He whistled and he sang till the green woods rang, and he won the heart of a lady. All right. Yes, the cat version's good. I haven't actually learned the cat version, though. So maybe one day I'll actually learn that version. Because it's a good one. Unfortunately, the recorded version, I should point out, of the cat named Rover does not have the actual ending of the song. There's an extra verse in case you haven't heard it. Because the song is based on A Boy Named Sue by Johnny Cash. And so, you know, you have to have the... go look up the lyrics at catmusicblog.com. And since we're talking about cats... In the morning when the world was begun, I pounced on the moon and the stars all for fun. I leaped down from heaven and I pounced on the earth. When I pounced my first mouse, I had my birth. Pounce, pounce, wherever you may be, I am the lord of the pounce, said he. I'll run under feet wherever you may be, and I'll leap on you in the pounce, said he. I pounced on the Sabbath, rubbed my head, I pounced on the fish. Wait, I pounced. Wow, man. Pounce, pounce, wherever you may be. I am the lord of a pounce, said he. I'll run under feet wherever you may be, and I'll leap upon you in the pounce, said he. I pounced on the papyrus of the Egyptians. They wouldn't play, so I stole their feather pens. I pounced on the fish, caught my James and my John. They fed me a fish, so the pounce went on. Pounce, pounce, wherever you may be. I am the lord of the pounce, said he. I'll run under feet wherever you may be, and I'll leap upon you in the pounce, said he. I pounced on the Sabbath, rubbed my head against the lame. Many people shook their head, said this feline was insane. I mean, after pouncing, do not think I am gone, for I just saw a rat, and the pounce goes on. Pounce, pounce, wherever you may be. I am the lord of the pounce, said he. I'll run under feet wherever you may be, and I'll leap upon you in the pounce, said he. I and my lady yelled a song across the plain. Two birds came down and we pounced on each other. On the bedchamber floor I laid my carrion. Then I raced out the door and I pounced again. Pounce, pounce, wherever you may be. I am the lord of the pounce, said he. I'll run under feet wherever you may be, and I'll leap upon you in the pounce, said he. A dog jumped down, so I leaped up high. I have nine lives that will never, never die. I'll pounce on you, though you bark at me. I am the lord of the pounce, said he. Pounce, pounce, wherever you may be. I am the lord of the pounce, said he. I'll run under feet wherever you may be, and I'll leap upon you in the pounce, said he. Pounce, pounce, wherever you may be. I am the lord of the pounce, said he. I'll run under feet wherever you may be, and I'll leap upon you in the pounce, said he.
All right. I had some lyrics around here that I was going to use. there they are. good. Awesome, Paulette. She says the ladies in her office are laughing at that one. So speaking of forgetting lyrics, like I did there, this morning I got up and I was, this time change, you know, my daughter woke up at 5:45. So I was just not awake this morning, and I'm just stumbling around. I'm like, oh, yeah, okay, let's go make some coffee. Somehow I made coffee, but it was, you know, I hadn't drunk it yet. And you know, my daughter comes in and said, Mommy said to make me a bagel, and make Mommy a bagel, too. Bagel with cream cheese. So I'm just totally fumbling around. I'm just totally, in my every, you know, one thing I see, and all of a sudden everything else is gone. So I totally forgot that I was going to make a bagel. And then she says, Daddy, Mommy, you're supposed to make me a bagel. And I'm like, oh, right. And then she says, never mind, I can make it. So I'd gotten the stuff out. And so meanwhile, she's standing up there, puts her stool up to the countertop, and climbs up and starts spreading cream cheese over the bagel and doing it because I was unable to. I'm a bad daddy. But that's a sleep-deprived daddy. That's what it is. Or waking up in the morning and having to deal with, functioning. Doesn't work too easily. Here's a song that was written based on Paper Bag Princess. It's called Happily Ever After.
That have long since passed, to live the fair mahogany lass. I married in virtuous prince the last, she brave, strong and bold. Tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, da-ha-di-hi-di-ho, tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, happily ever after. One morning while riding, no guards around, armed with swords, you travel about. She heard the most horrible sound in her nose, burned with sulfur. Tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, da-ha-di-hi-di-ho, tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, happily ever after. Sky and darkened, her horse of fright, a dragon swooped as black as night. Grabbed the maiden and out of sight, her horse went frightened home. Tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, da-ha-di-hi-di-ho, tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, happily ever after. The
king, he cried, all knights be sworn, kill the dragon with your sword. Return my daughter for this reward that you may marry her, marry her. Return my daughter for this reward that you may marry her. Cha-la-di-di-ha-di-do, da-ha-di-di-ha-di-ho. Cha-la-di-di-ha-di-ho, happily ever after. The bravest knight in all the realm, young handsome vain as well, declared the maiden his holy grail, rode off to rescue her. Cha-la-di-di-ha-di-ho, da-ha-di-di-ha-di-ho. Cha-la-di-di-ha-di-ho, happily ever after. The knight, he climbed up rugged heights, snagged a run in pristine tights at Tavern Chef. He saw no sights and heard no sounds inside. Tra-la-dee-dee-ha-dee-ho, da-ha-dee-dee-ha-dee-ho. Tra-la-dee-dee-ha-dee-ho, happily ever after. The knight, he called the dragon out, but only a lady's voice came back. I killed the dragon, the lady shouted, and stepped into the sun. Tra-la-dee-dee-ha-dee-ho, da-ha-dee-dee-ha-dee-ho. Tra-la-dee-dee-ha-dee-ho, happily ever after. Princess dressed in scraps of cloth, her mahogany hair was all burned off. A muddy face, the bayonet scoff. Can we clean before we go? Tra-la-dee-da-ha-dee-ho, da-ha-dee-da-ha-dee-no. Tra-la-dee-da-ha-dee-ho, happily ever after. The princess, still in clothes undone, told the knight, I work alone. The knight grew low to the setting sun. The maiden was happy thereafter. Tra-la-dee-da-ha-dee-ho, da-ha-dee-da-ha-dee-ho. Tra-la-dee-da-ha-dee-ho, happily ever after. Tra-la-dee-da-ha-dee-ho, da-ha-dee-da-ha-dee-ho. Tra-la-dee-da-ha-dee-ho, happily ever after. Tra-la-dee-da-ha-dee-ho, the princess, she walked happily home. Tra-la-dee-da-ha-dee-ho, she lived happily ever after. Hushabooka, hush and listen, and his cheeks were colored blue. I've been ordered from the captain, get thee ready quick and soon. For the pikes must be together by the rising of the moon. By the rising of the moon, by the rising of the moon. For the pikes must be together by the rising of the moon. Then come tell me, Sean O'Farrell, where the gathering is to be. And the old spot by the river, quite well known with you and me. One more word to sing. Token whistle out the marching tune, and a pike upon my shoulder by the rising of the moon. By the rising of the moon, by the rising of the moon. A pike upon my shoulder by the rising of the moon. Up from many mud walled cabin eyes were watching through the night. Many a manly heart was beating for that blessed morning light. Murmurs ran along the valley like the banshee's lonely croon, and a thousand pikes were flashing by the rising of the moon. By the rising of the moon, by the rising of the moon, and a thousand pikes were flashing by the rising of the moon. All along that singing river, that black mass of men were seen. High above the shining weapon, show her own beloved green. Death to every foe and traitor, whistle out the marching tune, and around the voice for freedom, tis the rising of the moon. Tis the rising of the moon, tis the rising of the moon, and around the voice for freedom, by the rising of the moon, and her army voice for freedom by the rising of the moon. All right, so this next song is another one that I'm gonna stumble with. Maybe I've been worked on it a little bit. I wrote it about my daughter many years two years ago. I was watching my daughter was she was lying on the ground. She was like, I must have been like one, maybe younger, you know, I don't know. It was about the time I was recording. No, I guess it was after when I was recording Don't Go Drinking with Hobbits. So, because this is one of the Hobbit songs. And she was wriggling around on the floor, and it kind of reminded me of a worm. And so I ended up writing a song, a nice list song that was like this. Said the worm to the bird, don't swallow me with a hide item, but a delight item. But the bird did swallow that worm quickly with a hide item, but a delight item. Said the bird to the cat, don't bite my feathers with a hide item, but a delight item. But the cat pounced on that bird in the heather, the hide item, but a delight item. Said the cat to the dog, don't bite my tail with a hide item, but a delight item. But the cat did dog did chomp, and but the dog did chomp, and the cat did wail with a hide item, but a delight item. Said the dog to the stick, please don't. Don't beat me with a hide item, but a little item. But the stick must belong to the dogs yelping. The hide item, but a little item. Send the stick to the fire. Don't burn me with a hide item, but a little item. But the stick burns a little brightly with a hide item, but a little item. Send the fire to the water. Don't put me out with a hide item, but a little item. But the water splashed down. There was no drought. Hide item, but a little item. Said the water, the horse, please don't drink me with a hide item, but a little item. But the horse drank all like Hobbit with tea. Hide item, but a little item. Said the horse to the Hobbit, please don't ride me with a hide item, but a little item. But the Hobbit climbed up quite gently with a hide item, but a little item. Said the Hobbit to the horse, please don't buck me with a hide item, but a little item. The horse did kick and the Hobbit flew free. Hide item, but a little item. With a hide item, but a little item. Can you see the Hobbit doing all that? Yeah. That's a fun one. Let's see. I made a huge list today, and we're gonna sing on. So is that a phrase? Sing on, man. Actually, there was a folk magazine called Sing On, I think. Come to think of it, the competitor, quote unquote, of Dirty Linen, I think. Here's Molly Malone. In Dublin's fair city, where the girls are so pretty, I first set my eyes on sweet Molly Malone. She wheeled a wheelbarrow through streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh. Crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh. Crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. She was a fishmonger, and sure it was no wonder. So was her father and mother before. They each wheeled their barrows through streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh. Crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh. Crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. Well, she died of a fever and no one could save her. That was the end of sweet Molly Malone. Now her ghost wheels her barrow through streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh. Crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh. Crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh. Crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh. Crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. So yeah, and there's another version, actually, that I didn't quite write, but when my wife and daughter, we all went to Ireland together, what was it, last year? Is that when? No, 2 years ago. Was that when was that, Jan? 2 years ago? We went to Ireland, and Jan knows because she goes on all my Celtic Invasion vacations, and if you'd like to find out about that, CelticInvasion.com. Yes, 2 years ago, okay. They are, like, awesome trips. This year we're going to Wales, and it's going to be awesome. But I want to tell you about what happened. We were driving, taking the interstate across the country from, Dublin to Galway, and saw a sign, and I thought, hey, this is a perfect parody. I don't know why someone hasn't already done it yet, because, the chorus would go something like this, based on that sign. Arrive alive, oh, arrive alive, oh, something or other, crying, driving across the Ireland, arrive alive, oh, and I was talking about wearing your seatbelts. I should always point out that my delivery of jokes is never that good, but I couldn't hear if you were laughing at all at that joke, but it was a, I thought it was highly amusing. I'm almost there. What are we missing here? I thought there was a note that I heard. Okay. All right. Let's go on to the next song. I think we're going to go ahead and do... Tim Finnegan lived in Walkland Street, a gentle Irishman, mighty odd. He had a brogue, both thick and sweet, and to rise the world he carried a heart. And he seemed a sort of a tippler's way, for the love of the liquor, Tim was born. And to help him on his wage day, the drop of the crather every morning, packed with an eye, that's the effect around the board. You're trying to shake, bend an ear, the truth they tell you, lots of fun at Finnegan's wake. One morning Tim felt rather foul, his head felt heavy, which made him shake. He fell from the ladder and he broke his skull. They carried him home, his corpse to wake. Well, they rolled him up in a nice clean sheet and laid him out upon the bed, with a bottle of whiskey at his feet and a barrel of porter at his head. Whack for the dying, and after you're packed around the floor, you're trying to shake. And in the early trick, they tell you lots of fun at Finnegan's wake. Now Tim's friends assembled at the wake, and Widow Finnegan called for lunch. First she brought in tea and cake, then pipes, tobacco, and brandy punch. Then Biddy O'Brien began to cry. Such a nice clean corpse did you ever see? Tim Morimo, why'd you die? Would you hold your gob, said Patty McGee. Crack the dog, you left your partner around the floor. You're trying to shake, and in ear, they tell you lots of fun and Biddy is awake. Then Maggie Malone took up the cry. Oh, Biddy, says she, you're wrong, I'm sure. Biddy gave her a whop up in the gob and sent her sprawling on the floor. Then Sybil did soon engage. It was woman to woman and man to man. Shillelagh law was all the rage, and a row and a rump should soon begin. Back for the dog, you left your partner around the floor. You're trying to shake, and in the ear, they tell you lots of fun and spinning his wake. Then Paddy Maloney ducked his head when a bucket of whiskey flew at him. It missed and landed on the bed. The liquor scattered all over Tim. Well, the spirit's new life gave the corpse me joy. Tim jumped like a Trojan from the bed, crying when he walloped each girl and boy. It's 100 years, is you think I'm dead? Back for the dog, you left your partner around the floor. You're trying to shake, bend an ear, the truth they tell you, lots of fun and winning its weight. Back for the dog, you left your partner around the floor. You're trying to shake, bend an ear, they tell you, lots of fun and winning its weight. All right. Oh boy, my battery is dying on my computer. So it looks like, since I didn't plug it in, it looks like we are coming to an end of this show. I'm going to play one last song, and let's go ahead and let's do, I know it's so sad. I have a show tonight if you're in Birmingham, you know, I know most of y'all aren't. So tonight at Beef O'Brady's in Hoover, just outside of Birmingham. But I had fun, and I hope you had fun as well. And this will all go on, be on YouTube shortly, and it will also be on, what's it called, my Pub Songs podcast, because this is the final episode of the Pub Songs podcast. In fact, what should I finish up? Let's finish up with Whiskey in the Jar. Well, thanks a lot. I really appreciate y'all coming join me, and I'm going to stay on as long as I can before this crashes. I'm going to finish up the show right now after this, but then I will have some, hang out. So if you have any questions or thoughts and you want to share, I would love to hear from you. Here's Whiskey in the Jar. As I was going over the Park St. Carey Mountains, I met Captain Farrell and his money he was counting. I first produced a pistol and then produced the rapier, saying, send and deliver, for I am for the steamer. No shirring, never do, never down. Back for the daddy-o, back for the daddy-o, where's the ski in the jar? I counted out his money and it made a pretty penny. I put it in me pocket and I took it home to Jenny. She sighed and she swore that she never would see me. But the devil take the women, for they never can be easy. For sure, ring-a-ma-do-da-ma-da. Quack for the daddy-o, quack for the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. I went into my chamber, all for thick slumber. I dreamt of gold jewels and for sure was no wonder. For Jenny took me charges and she filled them up with water. sent for Capel to be ready for slaughter, for sure, in the new number now. But for the daddy-o, but for the daddy-o, we're skiing the car. If anyone can aid me, it's me, brother in the army, and if I can find a station down in Corker in Killarney, and if they'll come and save me, we'll go roving near Kilkenny. But I swear he'll treat me better, and me darling's putting Jenny Moose, sure, in the new number now. Back for the daddy-o, back for the daddy-o, it's in jar. Now some men take delight in the drinking and the roving, and others take delight in, oh, the gambling and the smoking. But I take delight in the juice of the barley, and courting pretty fair maids in the morning, bright and early. Moosha ring da 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 da. Back for the daddy-o, back for the daddy-o, it's in jar. Moosha ring da 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 da. Back for the daddy-o, back for the daddy-o, here's whiskey and jar.
Thank you so much for joining me with the Pub Songs Podcast for the last 9.5 years. I hope you enjoyed this final episode of the Pub Songs Podcast. And if you did enjoy it, please show your support. Head on over to the website at pubsong.com. You're welcome to make a donation or buy a CD or just share the love by sharing this podcast and telling your friends. Make sure you also check out the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast at CelticMusicPodcast.com. My name is Mark Gunn, and I have enjoyed my time with you. Happy St. Patrick's Day and sláinte.